Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned sort of chill seeker. If you're like me, you probably spend way too much time worrying about doing things perfectly. You know, that whole gotta get it right mindset. It can be exhausting, right? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into the glorious world of imperfection. We're talking about those messy moments, the stumbles and trips, the times you swear you messed up royally. Spoiler alert. Mistakes are your secret sauce to growth, my friends. Think about it, wouldn't life be boring if everything was always picture perfect? Where's the adventure, the learning, the good old-fashioned character building in that? Ever noticed how some of the most inspiring people share their stories with vulnerability and honesty? They don't shy away from their imperfections, they embrace them. That's because those failures are actually stepping stones to something bigger and better. So, let's ditch the pressure to be flawless and learn to love the beautiful mess that is life. Here are 5 things to remember when it comes to embracing imperfection. 1. Mistakes aren't the enemy. I know, they feel like a personal attack sometimes, but trust me on this one. Every single successful person out there has stumbled along the way. It's part of the journey. Think about Thomas Edison and his light bulb experiments. Did he get it right on the first try? Nope. He had thousands of failures before hitting gold. But those so-called failures taught him valuable lessons that ultimately led to his success. 2. Perfection is an illusion. Let's be real, people, there is no such thing as perfection. It's a myth we create to make ourselves feel inadequate. So why chase something that doesn't exist? Instead, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate the small wins and keep moving forward. 3. Embrace your unique quirks. What makes you different is what makes you special. Don't try to fit into some mold of what society deems perfect. Your quirks, flaws, and even those little things that make you cringe are part of what makes you, you. Own them with pride. You wouldn't want a world full of clones, right? 4. Learn from your mistakes. Seriously, this is gold. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, see it as an opportunity to learn and grow. Ask yourself, what can I take away from this experience? How can I do things differently next time? Mistakes are like teachers in disguise. They have valuable lessons if you're willing to listen. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is a big one. We tend to be way harsher on ourselves than we would ever be on a friend. So practice some self-compassion, my friends. You're human. You're going to mess up sometimes, and that's okay. Forgive yourself, learn from it, and move on. Think about that time when you were trying something new, maybe learning a new skill, taking on a challenging project, or even just navigating a tricky social situation. Did you feel the pressure to do everything perfectly? Probably. And how did that make you feel? Overwhelmed? Anxious? Maybe even discouraged when things didn't go exactly as planned? I know I have. But what if we shifted our perspective? What if we viewed those moments not as opportunities to prove ourselves, but as chances to explore, experiment, and discover new things about ourselves? What if, instead of fearing failure, we embraced it as a natural part of the learning process? Imagine how much more confident we'd become, how much bolder we'd be in pursuing our dreams. It's all about letting go of that rigid need for control and surrendering to the messy beauty of imperfection. So remember, your mistakes don't define you, they inform you. They shape you into the amazing, unique individual you are. Don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone, try new things, and learn from those stumbles along the way. After all, life is too short to live it perfectly. Now go out there and embrace that beautiful mess with open arms. Tell me in the comments what's one thing you're going to try differently today, knowing that imperfections are just part of the journey. Let's keep this conversation going on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox so you never miss an episode packed with affirmations for a quieter mind. See you in the next one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.